Okay, then. It's about 11 after. I will call the meeting to order, and we have all three commissioners and Executive Secretary Barry, and because it's official now, right?
That's correct, as of the 28th of December.
And then we also have...
Welcome. A round of applause for our new Executive Secretary.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm learning a lot fast.
Okay. We also have the Deputy Secretary, and Vicki are here, and I believe Rich is also in the conference room. So we've got the minutes from the December 15th meeting. Those were sent out with the agenda, and I've had a chance to review them. I'll make a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
This is Matt. I could second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, Brad. So that's all three of us. Then we've got four loans that are proposed for this month, and have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
Thank you. Then do we have a motion relative to these four loans? I'll move the four loans for approval.
Well, I'll second them. No, Matt doesn't seem to want to. I second them.
Okay. Is there any discussion regarding these?
Nothing specific other than I'm still voting no. That hasn't changed, and I'm especially concerned about the $2 million one for 20 years. I'm concerned that 3.75 isn't our best, you know, long-term options, but that's obviously my opinion.
Okay. We do have plans to have a deeper dig into this issue. For right now, then I'm going to go ahead and call the vote. All in favor, say aye. This is aye, Brad.
Doug, aye.
This is Matt. I'll vote no.
Okay. Then the loans are approved, and we'll move on to item number four. That is a discussion regarding attendance at the Western States Land Conference Association. Is that what it is?
Correct. This is Jonathan speaking.
Now, Jonathan and Tom and I have had some discussion, and there is we've got a limited budget when it comes to conference attendance. I would like to see Jonathan get to some of these conferences, but Jonathan and Tom were both of the opinion that we should skip the spring conference and send a bigger team to an upcoming one in the summer. Am I recalling that right?
That's correct, Brad. The spring conference.
Yeah, this is Doug. If I can comment, because I've been attending these for years, I looked at the agenda, and I would agree that given the cost of Washington D.C., that we probably should skip that particular meeting.
All right, okay. So just comment.
All right. Well, then Doug, I sent Doug a note. I think I copied Andy, and he just summarized it very aptly.
Okay. Is there any other discussion regarding this? Otherwise, it sounds like there's an agreement that the spring conference should skip this one.
Right.
Okay. Item number five is a discussion of the 2016 projected earnings distribution for the Common School Fund, and we have an attachment on that.
My own comment is, rah-rah, we're doing better and better.
Yeah.
This is Tom. Every year we are required to give DPI an estimate as to what our projected earnings are going to be. Because of the fact we distribute those earnings mid-fiscal year, it's not at the end of the fiscal year, it's in April, and so we make an estimate as to how much we're going to have on hand to be able to distribute at that point in time. And our estimate for this year is $37.7 million, which is a a considerable bump from last year, which was already a record. So we're up about 6.2% over last year. A chunk of that came from our trading profits on our bonds. So
okay.
EPI will then take that estimate and divide it up among the 424 school districts based upon a census of school-aged children in those districts. So this is great news.
It is, and it continues to be a time when our investments aren't earning as high as in some years in the past, right?
With the interest rates out there right now, new investments that we're making have lower coupon rates and some lower yields. But we still have bonds that we bought back in 2011, and those bonds are carrying a 5%+ interest rate. It's the new investments that are generating a little bit lower. So
that's what I meant to say, but did it inartfully. We've increased over last year's record distributions, or expect to, in spite of the fact that it's still a down market right now.
You bet.
Okay. Well, great job, guys.
Thank you.
Any other discussion about that?
When do we inform DPI, Tom? Today?
We will inform them right away.
Give Tony a call.
Well, they're probably listening in on this anyway, so they know.
They may be.
Item number six is discussion and potential approval of a proposed assignment of submerged land lease by Appleton Papers. Who wants to explain this?
I have a question. Is this the same lease that we've had for years and years and just being changed to a new owner?
It is the same lease that's been in there for years and years and years.
It's being changed to a new named owner.
A new named owner.
That apparently is really the old owner.
We don't do these submerged land leases very often, and this is not a new lease. This is an existing one that's been in effect starting way back in 1971.
Right, that's what I thought. I remembered it, and we've renewed it a couple times. It's for a marina there in the lake, I believe.
It's a water quality.
They filled a little piece of the Fox River, and they put some water improvement facilities on that filled area, and they also put in some areas where fishermen could tie up their boats. And so the improvement to navigation was both to water quality and to allow fishermen to access to that area. And so this lease has been in effect for quite a while, but there was a reorganization for the riparian owner there. And so they'd like to assign the lease along, since they already assigned all their other assets to Appleton Cotis.
This is Doug. I only have one question. I think we should approve it, obviously. Is there any chance that at this point we could ask for a higher lease amount because of the inflation?
That's a good question, Doug. You know, this lease has been around for quite a while, and every time that they have extended it, there's been a renegotiation, but not for just assignments. In essence, if everything else is staying the same except the lessee, under those circumstances, we have not in the past ever sought to renegotiate. And in this particular situation, I would advise against it because of the fact that, for the most part, the benefits of this lease are accruing to the citizens in that area as opposed to the business itself.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll make a motion to approve the reassignment.
I'll second that. This is Brad. Any other discussion?
This is Matt. I don't think any of us specifically, obviously, Doug's been here longer, so knows a little bit more about these, but Brad and I mean, this is all I've read about it is this one sheet of paper, and obviously I feel that it's odd that the BCPL is doing these submerged lands. I understand the legislature threw this over to us a few years back, but certainly seems like something the DNR should be doing, but I mean, I couldn't tell you one way or another if this is a good deal or a bad deal. So I guess we're relying on the legislature or the staff over there.
The point that you bring up, Matt, about the DNR has a role to play with these leases. They are the regulatory agency. And so BCPL has no leasing authority until DNR makes a finding that the proposed physical changes are consistent with the public interest in those navigable waters. And so, in essence, the DNR has to make a regulatory finding first.
Okay.
And then BCPL steps in as the leasing agent.
Well, I'm working kind of off conversations, you and I, as well as Rich, I think you, Rich, and I had in the past, where it just seems like it's kind of an odd thing to have at our agency. But it's because these aren't on lands we originally owned, so.
Well, it generates a tiny amount of revenue for us. The money goes into the general fund, and then DOA, I'm informed, deducts it from our rent bill.
There you go.
I'm fine with it. We don't know much about it, but I'm fine with it. If the staff say it's a good deal, then let's go with it.
Okay.
All right.
Let's vote. Let's vote.
Yep. All in favor, say aye. This is Brad, aye.
Aye, Doug.
And this is Matt. I'll say aye, I guess.
Okay. Then any future agenda items that anyone wants to discuss today? Okay. And then I think we can officially switch now to secretary's report, or do we?
Yeah, we're going to divide that up in today and in the future. Tom, I think, is in better position than I am to give you the market report, you know, those issues. Today I just wanted to say that the Mud Lake meeting is coming together pretty nicely. Tom and I are going to go up for maybe as early as tomorrow, but that depends if we can make tomorrow night productive. Otherwise, we're driving up early Thursday morning, and we have a meeting on Friday morning at 10:30 at Tree Haven, followed by lunch and then a site visit at Mud Lake. Including the staff, I think we're looking at about 15 people being there, and we've been making calls, Tom and I, today to kind of move people towards meeting and coming to it, and it looks like we're going to have a good representative group of people from the industry up there.
Great. Well, I think dinner at a supper club is a productive use of an evening.
Exactly right. Well, we're actually going to have lunch at the supper club, but if we can get one of the local individuals that we think important to have dinner with us tomorrow night, then we'll go up tomorrow.
Fabulous. Okay.
And then Tom will take care of the market situation.
What's interesting is that as we've been watching the markets for the last several weeks since our last meeting, you know, we've all heard about how the Chinese stock market melted down and everything. So the stock markets have moved around quite a bit. The 10-year Treasury bond moved one basis point. At the last meeting, it was at 2.22. Today, it's at 2.23. So not much movement at all there.
Hmm.
They're all quiet on the Western Front?
All quiet on the Western Front. And that's about all I've got for today.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. This is Matt.
All in favor, say aye. All opposed?
Aye,
Doug.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Thank you, everyone.